Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Taste of Premier. We are back today with Ryan Barry. He is the Azure guru that we've talked to twice before, so I can't wait to hear what he says today. Chris, play the music. Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Ryan Barry with us again, and Ryan has proven himself to be the Azure guru, so hopefully that'll continue today, right, Ryan? No pressure or anything.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. Happy to be back. That's thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, man, my pleasure. I'm really excited. You know, the Azure episodes are really, really interesting episodes. And that last one we did where we actually walked people through setting up a server, I thought was just awesome. So I'm very excited to have you back. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, so in the past, we talked about, you know, where Azure can fit into the enterprise. We talked through some, you know, typical enterprise scenarios. And in fact, actually, this week at TechEd, we've announced, you know, 20-plus additional new, you know, net new capabilities in Azure that really allows customers to extend their network into Azure and, you know, VPN, you know, have multiple VPNs or VPN between different Azure data centers. There are lots of really cool stuff that were announced this week. But, you know, I thought this week we'd take a step back and walk through some of the support options customers have when they actually sign up for an Azure account. And then more importantly, talk about some of the ways in which we can actually help customers through Microsoft services, you know, light up or you know, applications or extend their data center into Azure, you know, through some specialized service offerings that we have, and maybe touch upon a couple of those.
Awesome. So it sounds like there's going to be a fourth episode of Ryan's Azure show after this one, based on your TechEd comments. So I'm pretty excited about that as well.
Yep, lots of cool stuff to talk about for sure. Actually, that would be a great session for sure to walk through all those new capabilities and how they fit into what we talked about in the past.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm definitely going to have to get you back, especially since we just got approved for another season. So have to fill those slots. And certainly I love the shows that we do, so I can't wait. Let's talk about what you were just talking about.
Yeah, sure. So you know when a customer signs up for Windows Azure, or Microsoft Azure, I guess I should you know use our new formal branding. You know, there's a number of choices they have with regards to obtaining support. You know, there's some options they can pick directly online, ranging from $29 a month all the way up to $1,000 a month. You know, with varying levels and degrees of, you know, responsiveness in terms of, you know, our the amount of time it takes us to actually engage with them, you know, in a support case. And then there's an altogether different offering that, you know, I know you've talked about in the past in the enterprise space called, you know, Premier for Azure. And, you know, that's a specific flavor of Premier that's aligned with helping customers, you know, with their Azure initiatives. And, you know, along with that, just like any other, you know, Premier offering, we have proactive services that customers can leverage to, you know, for educational type, you know, activities or to have us come in and maybe do an assessment on a workload they have hosted in Azure. And then we also have some really cool, new offerings. So we can actually provide some, you know, engage with customers rather in a more consultative type fashion. And we'll touch upon a couple of those as well. So, you know, building, you know, applications, you know, Azure, as we talked about in the past, allows customers to very easily move and migrate workloads, you know, server-based workloads from their own data center into Azure, and then back again if they want. But, you know, there's some nuances and fundamental differences in managing and maintaining workloads in Azure that some customers, you know, could benefit from some assistance with. And we have some services to help them get started and up to speed.
Awesome. So you've got some slides to show us?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'll go ahead and flip over to those. You know, so as I mentioned, you know, customers have many choices when they actually you know, light up an Azure subscription, and they have the option of adding flavors of support to their Azure agreement directly on the Azure portal. You know, Premier is something altogether different that's, you know, more engaging with regards to, you know, our ability to work with customers proactively and layer in some, you know, things like workshops and assessments that I talked about a moment ago. But I just want to quickly highlight the, you know, some of the differences just to be able to, you know, articulate some of them to customers who might, you know, might have some interest in understanding what the differences are. So, you know, there's some tiers of support that aren't depicted on the slide. There's actually one that's $29 a month, and there's also one that's $300 a month called developer and standard support. And customers have the ability to again, purchase those directly online. The primary differences with those two levels of support versus the one on the slide are that most of them are they're only able to engage with us electronically. So, the standard tier support, they have to initiate a case through the portal. And then, with the standard tier support, they're able to request that we phone them back 3 times a month. Whereas the developer tier is entirely electronic. So these tiers that we're showing here on the screen are flavors of support that customers can reach out to us over the phone. They have escalation paths and so forth. So a lot of customers have asked questions about, what the differences are between professional direct, which is, something they can purchase directly online for $1,000 a month, or Premier. And I thought I'd just quickly highlight the fact that professional direct is certainly a valid level of support for customers who just want to be able to, quickly engage with us with workloads they have running strictly in Azure. Premier introduces some benefits where we can actually engage, more proactively with customers, and we can also support the entire spectrum of the customer's workloads. So if a customer has a hybrid application with Active Directory running in their own data center, maybe pieces of that application running in Azure, Premier really provides, a end-to-end coverage for those solutions. So that's a pretty big, distinction between, some of the non-Premier levels of support in Azure and Premier. Additionally, the customer is going to be engaging with somebody, like myself or many of my peers who actually have Azure expertise, who can help customers, light up services, provide whiteboarding assistance and that sort of thing, to make sure the customers understand, how to use the different pieces of Azure we've talked about in the past, in alignment with a particular business problem that they're trying to address.
Yeah. So, Azure is essentially an environment that we set up, right? If I'm a customer, I order Azure. I've got a server, which is essentially a VM, and I load whatever I need to load in that VM. Correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
So as a customer, the support that I buy, that's for the VM, not for the OS or for the environment that I create.
Right. Yeah, well, actually, Premier can provide customers direct assistance for that VM as well. So that's another big differentiator, that instead of just providing support for the Azure underpinnings and fabric, the storage and core capabilities that customers would be leveraging for running a VM, we can actually provide introduce things like assessments you've talked about in the past and so forth. On, for instance, SharePoint running in Azure. So that's, something that's a big distinction between some of the Premier levels of support and non-Premier levels of support.
Yeah. So I was fishing a little bit, actually. Mm-hmm. What I was looking at is the proactive services bullet point under Premier support for Windows Azure, where we've got to help design, build, manage hybrid and cloud solutions. And it seems like that would be, that's something that I could see somebody really getting into.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And actually, on some examples of those, if I step ahead, for customers who are, building applications in Windows Azure, these are just some illustrative examples of some of those proactive services, such as, helping customers get ramped up and educated on how to build applications using all of those building blocks that exist in Azure to synthesize them together into some application they want to run, or for some of the in alignment with some of the discussions we've had in the past, using infrastructure as a service. So that's the core capability of Azure, allows customers to run VMs. So we actually have educational workshops where we can immerse the customers in how to go about doing that, how to manage those assets, how to repeatedly script and automate the deployment of those virtual machines, and also how to monitor them. As I mentioned earlier, the cloud is different. There's some nuances that the customers need to know and understand about managing things that are running in the cloud. And then because Azure customers actually incur operating expenses, for for running and managing those assets in the cloud. We want to help customers, you know, maximize their efficiency and you know, gain some, you know, some positive returns on investments for leveraging the cloud. And we want to make sure that they're using those resources efficiently. So we have also a cost effectiveness workshop that we can actually you know, educate customers on how to use all those capabilities in Azure in a cost efficient manner. So, sounds somewhat counterintuitive. You know, obviously, you know, being Microsoft, we want customers to use as much as Azure as possible, but we want them to use it smartly. And we have some services in Premier to be able to help customers do exactly that, and teach them how to do so in a cost efficient manner.
Cool. Yeah, I like all three of these.
So this is actually what I think is really cool that I wanted to talk about. This is, you know, some brand new service offerings we have in Premier. We've called the Premier Fast Start offerings, Premier Deployment Services, or a number of different names that these have gone by. But really what these are aimed at is being able to get customers up and running quickly. You know, we want to make sure that when customers make a launch decide to launch an application into Azure or to take a step into hosting a workload in Azure, that we can actually get them up and running quickly. You know, oftentimes we find that maybe customers are, you know, the marketing department might be using Azure for, you know, some, you know, marketing campaign or contest that they expect to go viral, and they need our assistance to help them do that rapidly. So, you know, some of the workshops I talked about in the previous slide are kind of what I'd classify as immersions, where we'd actually make the customer, you know, basically experts in those particular domain spaces. And these are our services. We can actually get customers up and running very quickly. So there's some educational components to it. And then there's some consultative components to these, where we're going to send an engineer on site with a customer. And we will actually do hands-on-the-keyboard assistance in helping the customer deploy VM assets, you know, configure those virtual machines, configure their virtual networks, and be able to walk away with the customer having a solution that's up and running in Azure. So these are some really cool offerings we have in Premier, and there's seven of them, and there's two different variations of them that you know, we can scale this to, you know, maybe some smaller customers or maybe a smaller initiative that's about 12 hours in length. And we have some that are roughly 32 hours in length, where we actually have a resource come on site and help the customer. And, you know, some of the things that we can help the customer do are, you know, the IaaS foundations, as an example. We can get the customer, you know, up and running with virtual machines in Azure. The you know, Store Simple for you know, that's something we actually didn't really touch upon in some of the other Azure discussions. But Store Simple is a really cool appliance that customers can deploy to be able to archive data in Azure. Azure storage is actually really inexpensive when you compare it to storage area networks and hardware that customers usually have to employ in their own data center. So Store Simple does this passively and really in an autonomous manner, that when there's seldomly accessed data that's stored on this appliance, it will just persist that into Azure into, you know, as durable storage, is backed up, it's replicated across multiple you know, environments within the Azure space. So we want customers to be effective in using that device within their enterprise. So we actually have some services where we can do just that. We can, you know, demonstrate the device, you know, how to configure it and how to use it effectively within a customer's enterprise to reduce the cost of storage. And then finally, you know, the third one on this slide is talking about, you know, dev tests. So, you know, customers, this is actually a space where we see a lot of our enterprise customers using Azure, you know, to stand up virtual machines for development purposes or testing purposes. You know, maybe a team of developers or IT operations experts that need computing resources, and instead of taking up space on their customer's own private cloud or you know, having to purchase servers, the customers, you know, can just, you know, spin up VMs, as we've seen in the previous sessions. And we want to be able to allow to educate customers on how to build governance plans around that, how to, you know, again, minimize their consumption and not have it end up, you know, exploding into a situation where they incur massive costs. So, you know, it provide them some education and help them configure you know, things to be able to do just that.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, those are, you know, here's the you know, some of the other things that we can help customers with. You know, the we're finding that a lot of customers are running, you know, SharePoint and SQL are some of the more common workloads. The customers are moving just directly into Azure. So we want to make sure the customers are doing that in an appropriate manner. You know, there's some nuances with, you know, how to configure storage, for instance, in a way to achieve, you know, high performance, you know, a high performing database environment. So, we want to make sure the customers are doing that, are using Azure Assets effectively and efficiently, and also in a manner that performs well. So we have services to help customers, you know, move those SharePoint workloads or move SQL workloads, and then, you know, the final space that I want to touch upon is, is loosely defined as just Azure Identity, which is arguably a pretty big catch-all bucket. We have lots of customers with Office 365 and, with on-premise workloads exploring Azure, and they want to stitch all of that together to employ single sign-on, have one directory be the source of truth and be able to allow their end users to be able to log in irrespective of what online service that the customer happens to be using, or maybe even perhaps an on-premise application. So, sometimes understanding how all of those things intertwine and can be configured to work together is different because it's hosted in the cloud. So we want to make customers effective in doing that, and this Azure Identity offering allows us to do just that. Cool. So those are some of the new services that I think are really interesting from my point of view, and that we actually provide consultative assistance to the customers, beyond just teaching them how to fish. We'll actually, walk them through doing these activities. So when we walk away, the customers, has a functioning environment that they know is configured appropriately.
Yeah, that's really cool. It seems like there's a big emphasis on customer education with all of these offerings, and that's what we want. We want everybody that deploys Azure to be successful with it.
Right. Yeah, I was reading a Gartner article about this that if you deploy workloads without some, deploy workloads into any cloud computing environment without any considerations for that being hosted in the cloud, that there's customers tend to struggle or encounter some obstacle later on down the line. And we want to make sure that customers are educated in how to use things, cloud computing resources appropriately for being able to host and manage those workloads. So that's, education is certainly key to doing that.
Yeah, under assistance, you've got a lot of proof of concepts. In fact, I think all three of these are proof of concepts. So that's correct. Go in, we help the customer set up kind of a test environment or a sample environment?
Yeah, it could be a sample environment. A lot of customers actually might take that sample environment and just carry that forward into their production environment. So these are unique in that, we can provide that consultative assistance to configure something that we can turn over to the customer to use in a production manner.
Okay. And you've got Azure Active Directory here. How does Azure mesh with Active Directory?
So there's a lot of different things that you can use Active Directory for in Azure. So, if customers are building their own applications, they can use that as a Azure AD as a front end to be able to authenticate or authorize users. They can use that as a way to be able to control access to their Azure subscriptions. So if they have they can actually tie their on-premises Active Directory together with Azure Active Directory to allow a single sign-on to the Azure portal that we've shown in some of the earlier sessions, whereby a customer has more granular control over who has access to their Azure subscription. So if an employee were to leave some other circumstance would arise, the customer would be able to turn off that person's access to their Azure subscription, rather than using, a Microsoft account. So that's a way to give customers a lot of more enterprise levels more enterprise level control. And then also, if customers are running Office 365, they can tie all of this together. So they can use Office 365 actually under the covers. If they have Office 365 tenant, it's using Azure Active Directory under the covers. So they can intertwine all of this and provide a true single sign-on experience.
So Ryan, one of the questions I always ask is, I'm a customer, I love what I've heard. How do I go about scheduling one of these? How do I go about getting engaged?
That is a great question. So, you know, for customers already with a premier relationship, any of what we just talked about is our services that can be extended through that, or customers with Premier for Azure. So either of those two paths would be a path to have any of those services delivered. So that would be my best recommendation.
Awesome. Well, guys, you've wasted another 20 minutes. Not really. This has been awesome information. And I thanks for coming on again. I really appreciate it, Ryan.
Yep, no problem. And I like your suggestion about talking through some of the new cool stuff that came out at TechEd this week.
Yeah, we need to do that. It's certainly, you know, very exciting when we release new functionality and new features in any of our products.
Right.
We've got a show coming up that hasn't aired yet, that actually hasn't recorded yet, but I think it's scheduled for this week or next week, and it's on Windows Phone 8.1. And okay. That's going to be cool because it is a product with a bunch of new features, a bunch of new updates, some really cool stuff, especially Cortana. I don't know if you've played with it or not, but man, it's cool.
I sure have. Got it right here on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, cool
here,
stuff.
Watch this. I don't know if we'll be able to capture this, but I'm going to try it. Cortana, am I funny?
Well, I certainly think so.
Oh, yeah.
You should put that at the intro.
Oh, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Have you seen this one?
Resuming.
Hang on. Cortana, who's your daddy?
Technically speaking, that'd be Bill Gates. No big deal.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Pause.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I can't get it to stop playing music. Pause. Pause. Not closet. Pause. There we go.
Pausing.
Chris, I don't know what you want to do with that.
You can have a field day with that, all right?
Well, that's your taste of Premiere, guys. See you later.